Playing the role of Big Fatty on tonight's show is Dr. Wesley Stone.
Turn it up! I can't hear!
sir, hi, sir, are you going to a hotel, sir? I believe I'm waiting for you right here. Here, let me open my trunk for you, sir.
Oh, you must be the person that I was expecting. Here's my wallet and my credit cards, and take everything. Take my house keys, too.
Sir, if you'll just stand there one moment, I'm going to circle around the parking lot. I'll be right back, though, I promise, sir. Would you like to climb into the trunk?
Well, before I do, could I give you my social security number and my mother's maiden name?
It's okay, sir. I already have it. It's right here. Wonderful. It's right here on your business card.
Is there enough room for my friend, the Nip?
No. No, I'm so sorry. No.
Wop, wop.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
It's a very long intro.
And
you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast, kind of, for Tuesday, the 1st of February, 2022, the whole year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitry Parton. I'm not really sure why I'm rushing because...
Rabbit, exactly.
I'm not sure why I'm rushing because we have nothing to say because what was supposed to be a gnag bang is really just...
Well, I want to make sure that we wrap this up before Scotty gets here because I have it in my contract. I will not work with him.
Right. Perfect. Well, here's the thing. Scotty said he's going to be here, so he won't be here. So I'm Larry Vader. You know how to spell it. No one does.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
But with me is Dr. Wesley E. Pythagoras, blah, 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 Stone, part of the intervention team tonight. Hi, Doc Stone.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Y'all, you're probably wondering what we're talking about and getting in strangers' trunks and whatnot. Should we just...
And those are not swimming trunks either.
Right. The Stone Vader Consortium does approve of getting into strangers' swimming trunks. However,
that's
you kind of heard this earlier when we were trying to test y'all. Doc Stone had the audio issues. He had all the issues.
But, I'm playing the part of Big Fatty. That's
right.
Why.
But y'all, I've queued up a little theme music for the Big Fatty Report. Actually, I'm very prepared.
Is this a new bumper? Compliments of Digger?
It is very similar to a Digger bumper. So, here we go. It's very appropriate. You said that. It's very long to get to the good part. Y'all, Big Fatty is on a trip. And he's not coming back. I told Doc Stone we were texting the other day. I heard the BFO. Now, I knew Big Fatty was going on the cruise. And I wasn't, it was embargoed information. I wasn't allowed to talk about it. He thought I didn't know before I knew, but y'all, it was all over his office about 6 months ago at the villa. So I'd seen it all there. I knew he was going on a cruise.
Oh, the brochures were all littered about.
Right. And he had like all this printed out paperwork and stuff because the old people like to print it out. But I didn't say anything because honestly, I mean, who am I to judge?
I left him a message on his website message board, which he never reads anymore.
Right.
But I said, this is two cruises in 1 year. He's going to wear out his sailor suit outfit.
Right. Right. Two cruises in 1 year. I went on a cruise. Or is he going on another cruise? I don't remember.
I think it's public knowledge. I mean, this could be leaking news.
leaking news.
There's a there's another little cruise happening in August.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Are we not supposed to talk about it? Maybe just beep over this.
Right. I don't know. He doesn't tell me anything personal because, and y'all, he would, oh, here comes the train. Y'all, he would never ask me to go because he knows I wouldn't. Because there are many things I would like to do on vacation, but most of those don't involve spending it with the fat one. But y'all, he went on a cruise. Now, I'm not judging anyone for going on a cruise, even though I think, you know, for someone elderly, that's probably not the best thing to do right now, but that's his decision to make, not mine. You know, but y'all, it's the good cruise. And you know how the gays are. Now, I was thinking about this because everyone's like, nice knowing you. See, I don't think that's what gets him because, y'all, I was checking the Insta and the TikTok of the cruise tags and whatnot for this event. Y'all, those people have already all had COVID. Like, it's probably the safest place to be, like, if you think about it. Like, they had to get tested, they have to have a vaccine, and they've all definitely 100% had COVID in the last 6 weeks. So,
but
I feel
which strain did they have? That's
all of them.
Important factor. Right.
All of them at once. And I was like, you know, like, COVID, he's probably okay, but y'all, that ship he's on, whew, they pulled her out of dry dock storage for this, but that's okay, too.
I don't know
too.
Anything about the ship he's on.
It's the Norwegian Pearl. And I'm
necklace?
90... It's an older ship, like 20-something years old, Norwegian ship. It's a smaller one, but I think it was made for the Asian market, and then it didn't work there, so they just kind of keep trying to do something with it. But, y'all, it's all, like, painted bright greens and oranges, and it's very bright. So, as Extra Special Chris said, that's a big fatty-style mess right there on that sun deck, and I said... Well, yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, well, I guess if it's painted green, when you throw up on the deck, they won't even notice.
Yeah. But we've digressed a little bit. What we were talking about, did y'all hear his little show? Y'all, he walked out of the baggage claim at the airport and was getting in the car with a stranger. Just getting in. Like, didn't think anything at all about it. Just going to hop in there. Not, what's your name? Like, I mean, and y'all know he doesn't use the Uber or the Lyft or anything, but, and Doc Stone, I don't know if you do, but I always, when I walk up to the driver, I say, Larry, and then they say to me, Mr. Larry, and I say, yes, and then I get in the car, and,
that's
you know.
How I do it. I also check the license plate to what they're showing in the Uber, whatever it is, app.
Yep. I always memorize like the last few digits of it. So when I'm putting my bag in the trunk, I just glance, you know, as a final, like I'm getting in a car with a stranger. And y'all, I've had some pretty terrible Uber rides. I mean, we all have. But y'all, he was getting in that car. The police had to get involved. I mean,
I'm smelling something not burning here.
Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Sorry. I'm going to be getting up from my,
from my
desk and sniffing around.
We have a front row seat to Doc Stone's house burning down. And I can tell a story later about my neighbor's house burning down on Saturday night or Friday night. And y'all, I just laid in bed and watched it cause there's nothing I could do. I haven't talked about that. I haven't posted on the Twitty or anything.
Something is burning in here.
Oh,
it's right in front of the computer here.
Yeah. Professional podcast.
I do not know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, y'all, he's pulled his chalkboard over in front of the computer.
This is disconcerting. I'm sorry. This is real time concern here, but.
Well, y'all, if Dr. Stone's house was going to burn down, it was clearly going to be live on the LFC. So
right.
And while Doc Stone is investigating his house burning down, we've got a very special guest here joining us, popping in, eating his lean cuisine. Y'all, it's Scotty, the little Aussie battler.
Hello everybody. Scott. First time video chatter, second time, I don't know, call it. Is this live or is this the pre-show where I can say anything?
Well, you can say anything, but we are recording. We were a little delayed because, Dr. Stone's house is currently burning down. So
there's a burning smell that I'm getting. I don't know what it is.
There's that. Scotty is on his lunch break, everyone. He's jumped in just to chat a little bit to kill some time.
What is it? 11:50 a.m. Wednesday, the 2nd of February.
Now, Scotty, while Doc Stone is still sniffing about there in his very nicely appointed guest suite. Scotty,
Big Fatty slept here.
Oh, dear. Well, that's what that smell was. Yeah, Scotty, did you hear Big Fatty's Monday little show where he was getting in the car with a stranger at the airport?
Yes.
Lost his phone all before he got on the cruise.
Oh, was that before? I thought it was like, I thought he was in some strange, vaguely attached to America, Caribbean country, and he was like doing some sort of day trip, and he just got totally bamboozled by someone speaking, you know, non-American English. But
no, right. it was Miami. So similar. I mean, similar description, but it was Miami. And I'm going to tell y'all, I don't know if either of you have ever flown into Miami. I hate that airport. It is baggage claim. It's one of those like multi-level airports. So departures are up top when you pull in. And when you leave, the baggage claim is a level lower. So you're underneath the road with departure. So it's real dark and smelly down there. It's one of those airports. And there's always, and I've flown in and out of there a few times in the last year. There's always someone trying to pick you up and put you in a car there. Now, I will 100% say that. The difference is I just don't fall for it. I just ignore it. I just nod and keep walking and go to usually the Lyft pickup area. Although, y'all, I had such an incident at Christmas with Lyft, I probably can't ride again. I probably have to switch to Uber. But anyway.
I've never been to Miami, and it's always been on my list of places to go because – A, there's beaches. B, it's as hot as hell. C, apparently there's lots of black fellas there. So there's probably heaps of hotties floating around. So if it was like some kind of hot black guy that was offering me to get in his car, I'd probably just do it, even if I wasn't old and senile.
Right. And Miami just offers something that you can't find in Australia, right? Hot as hell, beaches and black guys.
We only get 2 out of 3 because, as you know, the British and then the Australians did their best to kill all our black people here. So there's not many left.
Right. Ouch. Race relations here tonight on this little program.
The LFC really is your one-stop shop for race relations here on Pride48.com. Wow. Okay. Well, I will tell you, I don't love Miami. I don't love it.
No.
I don't like it, if we're being honest. But
I'll tell you, I like the aesthetics of the city itself, but I don't like the hustle and the bustle that's there. Yeah.
But it's not that I mind hustle and bustle, which you're right. It's a lot. But it's the sort of hustle and bustle because it's like Florida hustle and bustle.
Right.
So. Yes. It's rednecks and alligators hustling and bustling, basically. right? It's like, ugh. Yeah.
And there's like old pensioners. Is it full of like old conservative pensioners?
So not in the city, I would say. They're like in the suburbs. The city, it's a big city. Like when I went on that cruise in September, October, whenever that was, I mean, I stayed on 2nd Avenue in Miami, and it was... I've been to Fort Lauderdale quite a few times in the last few years. I haven't been to Miami in quite a while before that trip. And Fort Lauderdale's trash. I love you, Denny and his sister, Sharon. I love you because we know you live there. Well, Sharon does, but, and Stevie B. But it's just weird. But Miami was just this. It was a terrible experience, but the port is right there by the city. So I can see why they stayed there, though they chose the worst hotel in that whole area to stay in, but that's old people. And then
how does Miami compare to San Diego, Wes? Like, is it because it's a hot and kind of Southern California, right? So is it the same sort of humidity and weather as Florida?
God.
No, no. We don't have that humidity and that heat that they do. And our beaches are not as nice because they have the nice warm water when you go out surfing, but the Pacific is just ice cold. So it's pretty cold all the time.
I didn't know that.
And it's gross. Like, the color is gross, too. Like, Miami has that beautiful blue water, but the Pacific is just like that ugly, dark color.
Yeah. Thanks to global warming, it's not so lovely these days.
It's probably those awful Canadians throwing their rubbish into the ocean and washing down the West Coast, right?
Right.
So, Scotty, how are things in Australia? Have you left your phone in an Uber lately or gotten in a stranger's car? I don't
know. Unfortunately, no to the second.
Slipped on pineapples.
I didn't buy any pineapples this whole summer, which is a bit annoying. So I love pineapples. But no. And I've got my own car, despite the price of petrol being probably double, if not triple, the price it is in the US of A. I do have my own car, so no, I just drive myself everywhere. I don't use Didi or Uber or whatever the other one is.
Ooh, Didi.
Yeah.
Didi. We don't have that here.
Didi's from China, Ola's from India, and Uber is from our evil overlords, America.
Yes, Uber's from San Francisco. When Uber started, it was only black car service. I remember that well. I used to love taking those in San Francisco. But yeah, so if we're placing bets before we get too far off subject here, and I'll move along, but if we're placing bets, do we think Fatty's going to make it back from this trip?
Well, I thought it was all a joke when he was suddenly saying, "Surprise, I'm going on a cruise. I booked it yesterday and now I'm today being abducted by a fake Lyft driver and the police had to save me." I thought it was some kind of like Christmas, you know, pantomime or something. I didn't think he was actually going, but he is.
He is. I've verified.
He is gone.
Where's it to though? Did he say where it was actually going to? I feel like I didn't remember that.
He did, and I don't. If I tell you guys, it's going to come out of my mouth sounding like I'm snotty and nasty. But y'all, it's just the world's worst port. Can't imagine how that would sound bad. But it's these terrible ports. It's like Roatan, Honduras, some place, Costa Limon in Costa Rica, Cartagena, Colombia, which he could not pronounce. He called it something else. I mean, it's basically the ports that will let, you know, 2,500 COVID-ridden gay men flock their city for the day.
It's a gay one. Is it a gay cruise?
Yeah, it's an Atlantis cruise. It's an Atlantis cruise. Yeah. It's
my goodness.
Yeah, it's an Atlantis cruise.
Well, that sounds like a... I hope he packed his sling. His special chair thing.
He did. He's okay. He's very interested in what the cabin steward is going to say whenever he sees it for the first time.
Or what the pool boy will say when he sets it up by the pool lies under it.
Right. One of the cruises I was on pre-COVID, I was asking the bartender, who I loved. He was this hot little, I think he was Filipino, but it doesn't matter. He was delicious. And I was asking him if he'd ever bartended on a gay cruise. And he was like, "We love them. They tip so well." And I was like, okay, that's why you love them. Right.
Obviously no Australians are on there not tipping at all.
Right. Well, they don't sell the drink packages on those cruises. I can't fathom going on a cruise without the drinks just being included. And so
that's only on the straight cruises you get a drink package. Is that correct?
Well, it depends. So what happens, though, is Atlantis actually charters the whole ship. So the ship's regular entertainment, the ship's all the things that come included with your regular cruise aren't there. Like, essentially, Atlantis is just chartering the ship and saying, "We'll sell the rooms and provide all the entertainment and pay you extra for any services that we need from you." So all the perks, like the dining packages and the drink packages that are included on Norwegian a lot of times, or they were pre-pandemic, just Norwegian doesn't include that because Atlantis isn't doing that. So it's a pay per drink sort of situation. And y'all, those drinks
which if you're Adam Burns and you know your like annual bonus is like as much as some people earn in a year, I guess it doesn't matter if you got to buy every single drink, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, I am not Adam Burns.
Us normal people, yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I get my money. Well, celebrity just includes drinks. It's just part of the package, so I don't, or it's part of your fare, so I've never had to pay for it, but I can't imagine having to buy a drink. Like, that's the thing. It's like sodas, water, all that's included on the cruises I go on, and they're probably less expensive. I'm certain they're less expensive than the Atlantis cruise. And some people would say, oh, but the gays. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. So for me, that's not a selling point. Doc Stone, have you found the burning yet? Have you, is it just?
No, it keeps coming and going. And I have no idea where it's only right in front of the computer. So it's either the computer or it's my desk lamp. It's like.
They still have that really old iMac, Wes?
No, I just got this one this year or this last year.
Okay.
Oh. Maybe it could
sucked
be
those
up a
lamps in the background because they're very bright. So maybe you've got like too strong a bulb.
Maybe I should. Maybe. But you know, they're LED. No, they're the coils. Those.
Oh, they're CFLs.
No, it's not that. Yeah. It's CFLs. Yeah. So they're not super hot.
Welcome to the LFC.
Larry probably mentioned this before I got on the call, mm-hmm. but I noticed now that the lamp on the right-hand side from our view is now moved back over a couple of centimeters, so it's correctly aligned.
Which
I remember.
One? Are you talking about me? Which one? This
yeah.
one?
Yeah. No, the other one.
Oh, yeah. So it's aligned correctly.
It used to be a bit off center, I remember, about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it could be because when I dust it, it gets turned, but.
Oh. I don't know that I've ever seen this boudoir before that you're recording in, Doc Stone. I mean, I assume you've recently burned it and put new linens and mattresses and whatnot in there. Since
Right. I like the insurance money. Yeah.
Right. Now, Scotty, how does insurance work in Australia? Do you have like renter's insurance or home insurance on for your things? Like, is that still a thing there? Like that you do?
I've got home and contents insurance because I own brackets. The bank does really. This house. So, yeah, so you can combine your policies. So there's a home insurance, which covers the building, and then contents obviously covers the contents. My house has asbestos concrete.
Cancer.
Roof. Oh. So my insurance is quite expensive. It's $1,400 a year.
$1,400?
Yeah.
Australian dollars, right?
And you think that's expensive?
Yes, it is. I'm paying more because of my asbestos roof.
Wow.
I'm just going to convert that to American dollars for you. So basically $1,000.
That's like, I have a condo and that's less than my condo insurance.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I pay that for condo insurance. I don't know. I can't
Well, that's because you're that one percenter. Like,
that covers to me. That covers that replacement cost, which I think is estimated about $500,000, and then for the contents, I think I've put $50,000 worth.
Yeah,
of contents.
I think I have $50,000 in contents because I had to file. Well, the reason I ask all this is I had to file an insurance claim last year. You know, when I fell through my bathtub.
What's your excess though? What do you call it in America? You don't call it excess.
Oh, deductible?
Deductible or something, yeah. Is that high?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that question because I didn't know. And apparently I don't have a deductible for large claims. Well, that's not true.
Well,
I do have a deductible, but I'm with Progressive and I've been with them forever. And I think after so many years of no claims, the deductible just vanishes. I think that's like vanishing deductible is one of their things. So I had to file a claim last year when my bathtub fell apart and ruined my house. Y'all, I just got my renewal notice from my insurance.
They've hiked it up?
Doubled.
Because you made a claim.
And it was a very large claim. I maxed out my built, whatever they call, not the contents, but whatever the other thing is. Like, yeah. Yeah, I maxed it out, which I didn't know I had done, but it doesn't really matter. But I did. But y'all, it's the most expensive shower in the history of showers, let me tell you.
Now enjoy for it.
Yeah, holy cow. But yeah, I just have to do a little bit of to celebrate that shower. But yeah. So yeah. Doc Stone, now you've had the household maladies with the leaks and whatnot yourself.
Yes, last year we had the leak. The fire sprinkler system was leaking in between the walls, and it was raining. It wasn't getting me wet, and it wasn't getting my neighbor adjoining my wall wet, but it was getting the person down below us wet.
Ah.
Ooh.
So, yes, that was a lot of work. And now I've discovered out on my balcony there is rotted wood on the deck, and it's leaking down to the deck below. So that needs to be taken care of. Yeah, there's going to be some plumbing issues, I think, that has to be taken care of this year.
Oh. Not plumbing, you didn't have to pay for that, did you? Is it some, I don't know what the American word is, body corporate, we'd say here. Does the building body corporate pay for that?
We have a homeowners association, and that it should be covered under that. But I mean, when that happens, everybody pays, like, you know, because everyone's paying into that homeowners association fund.
Right. Yeah. But that's what you're paying in for. Like, that's maintenance. And like, I got yelled at by my HOA property manager because all the gutters were clogged on the back of my building, and it was flooding my back porch. And like, the last time they came and cleaned them has been quite a while ago. And they said something to me like, didn't you notice this was flooding your back porch? And I was like, yeah, I've complained and blah, blah, blah. And it did some damage that also they had to fix. So we had a bunch of rain about a month ago. And I went and knocked on my neighbor's door. I was like, if you see me, I'm going to go try to clean out the gutters, like right above our back porches. But like, I can't reach the ones really up high. I'm not going to even try to on my little step stool. But so just so you know, I'm going to call the HOA, you know, and let them know to come clean out the gutters. Y'all, my neighbor didn't know what a gutter was. She didn't know what I was talking about. And
it's what
I was
they
like,
crawled out of.
Right.
But that's not really your responsibility.
Well, but it was rain. It was about gutters. To pour down rain. So like, you know, like I wanted it fixed before it flooded my back porch again.
Right. Yeah.
Even though it was temporary. And so it was disgusting. I cleaned it all out. So I called the property management team and be like, hey, the upper ones on the second floor are really clogged, and you know, that's going to cause an issue. And she was like, what? We're not made of money. And I was like, okay, well.
Well, then you are made of money when it floods and they have to replace things. Then.
Right. And so I was like, well, if you can't handle this, like, I'll reach out to the HOA president, like, whatever. So, y'all, they treated me. They came out and knocked on my door and were very sarcastic that they'd cleaned out the gutters. Like, just so you know, we cleaned out the gutters. I'm like, it's your job. Like, right. It's literally your job. Like, this is, like, I know what our maintenance budget is every year. Sorry. Like, whatever.
And how do they take the position that we're not made of money? Well, we know, because you get your money from the HOA. So it's right. Not your money.
I just saw the yearly budget. In fact, I know that you're not made of money, but I know there's a, like, $3 million corpus also we're sitting on. So you can afford to clean the gutters. But y'all, I was laying in bed Saturday night. I was on the TikTok. Do y'all do the TikTok? Scotty, you do the TikTok. No.
No.
I can just
had it for like a month or two, and then I was like, oh, I'm so sick of seeing teenagers doing stupid things. That was a long time ago. And then I shut it down.
I don't have TikTok, but I get like the feed in Instagram somehow with their reels.
Yeah.
But it's for me, it's just a hydraulic press squishing stuff all the time.
Oh, I do like that though.
Oh, for me, it's country boys. Like, I don't know how I've gotten on the linemen. And linemen, Scotty, are like blue collar workers who repair the power lines here. Uh-huh, it's a very thing. It's a big thing here to be a lineman. But I'm on the lineman and the country boys, and I'm going to tell y'all, whew, like, it'll get you all kinds of inappropriately whatever. But I was laying in bed on my iPad watching the TikToks on Saturday night, because that's what old people do. And I saw my bedroom turn red, and I was like, what's going on? And so I meandered over to the window, and Gladys Kravitz out the blinds. And there was a fire truck parked in front of my building. And I was like, oh, someone's died. And so I put on my bathrobe and went downstairs to see if it was Mr. Jim. He's my neighbor. See if it was Mr. Jim's mom finally going to glory. Y'all, they've hauled her off in an ambulance a dozen times. But anyway, I got downstairs and opened the front door, and it must have been 12 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Mm. So the door immediately fogged up because, you know, the glass door did. So I had to like open the door, and then I realized there were 5 fire trucks. Y'all, the building next door caught on fire. Like was using a space heater, and because it was like 12 degrees, and like I was like, oh, it's just like a false alarm or kitchen fire. All of a sudden I see the firemen bust out a window on the second floor, and smoke starts billowing out. And so I did the big fatty, woo, woo, you know, and I was like, oh God. I was like, everyone pack your valuables. But like, it was crazy. And then, so
isn't there a blizzard there? Shouldn't the snow just put it out?
No, it only snowed for about 30 minutes, but, also, it's very dry. Like, we are normally very, very humid, but we're like Doc Stone level dry over here. The air is like 25-30% moisture, humidity. So it's very dry for us. But yeah, it was so cold. I guess people were doing stupid things. And I get it, because we have heat pumps. And I don't know if you guys have heat pumps, but they don't work when it gets this cold, because they pull heat out of the air. It's a heat exchanger. So when it's 12 degrees... they don't work.
Heat pump hot water system, but the air conditioning is just normal air conditioning.
Right. Well, the air conditioning is the air conditioning. So a heat pump is reverse air conditioning. So it just runs the air conditioner in reverse. So instead of.
I think they have those in New Zealand.
Yeah.
We don't have them here. We just have air conditioning that does both cycles.
Well,
so you don't, it's not a furnace then.
No. So like Big Fatty has a gas, we call them gas packs here. So he has a gas pack.
He's got gas.
Gas pack.
He is a gas pack. So he has natural gas heating, and that's very efficient and everything. But my neighborhood doesn't have natural gas. It's just electric only. So, I don't know if you remember, and Doc Stone might remember, back in like the 70s and 80s, our central heating was a furnace, but it was electric. So it was like heat strips, essentially, that heated up and air blew over them.
In the walls?
In the air handler, the ducted. Yeah. Anyway, so heat pumps have that as like an emergency backup, but they're very inefficient. So I guess somebody just wanted to like get a little toasty. Meanwhile, I was in bed. I was very toasty in my boudoir with my electric camisole and my kitty cats, you know, and whatnot, snuggled up. So, but yeah, it was scary. I don't know if y'all have ever seen a house burn down. Like, it was terrifying. And I wanted to take some pictures, but then I felt like that would be really inappropriate.
Well, I'm worried about my house burning down right now because I smelled its burning smell. So... I don't know.
It's probably like a bug, like a moth in your lamp or something.
It's possible. Yeah. Like this desk lamp is a halogen lamp. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's the end of life. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure that if it's halogen.
Oh, yeah. Halogen. If they get a speck of dust on them, they start burning.
I thought those would be outlawed in California.
Well, I probably think they were, but... Here's the backstory on this halogen lamp. When I went away to college, this was back in the year 1997, folks.
5 years ago, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. My poor departed grandmother's like, I want to get you a desk lamp so that you have an appropriate desk lamp so that you can study by. So that's what this desk lamp, it has not died since 1997.
Wow. Is it one of those ones that have like a green glassy cover on them and a brass kind of bottom?
No, this is what it looks like.
I have the exact same one. It's in my guest room.
Well, that's where I am. Yeah.
I have it like on, because I have like a bookcase bed in that room, and I have it on the bookcase part. So if you're reading in bed as a guest, now y'all, only one person slept in my guest room in the past 4 years. But whatever, if the
same
cats
here.
Were reading in bed.
Same thing with this one.
Right. Scotty, what about your guest room? Do people sleep in there often?
My guest room is... I wonder if I can. I've got too many things attached to my laptop. I was going to take my computer in and show you. It's a queen size bed with about a meter high pile of junk on top of it. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No one's been in that room for about 2 years.
Yeah. Well, when Extra Special Chris left, I just closed the door and I was like, I'll deal with that sometime next year. Like, there's nothing in there I need.
I thought that your studio, your podcast used to do was in the spare bedroom.
It used to be long, long time ago. But when the Buns was living with me, I had to move that stuff. Well, like, he wanted a chest of drawers instead of, you know, a mini desk, so he'd have somewhere to put his underpants. So I had to pull the chest of drawers out of storage and move the little desk thing into my boudoir, which is where I am now, is in the Vader family bedroom here.
Okay.
Which is not what I want, but now I'm so used to it, I don't really, like, my guest room is drafty. I don't think in the wintertime, I don't think I'd want to work in there. My bedroom is very just normal. So, anyway, and also the way the camera is, you can't see all the junk stacked up in my bedroom. I did put my underpants away that were stacked up on the bed that I just washed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I thought Nessa was going to be on, so I didn't want her to feel inappropriate. Okay. So we're convinced Big Fatty is going to glory. Doc Stone's house is burning down, and Scotty wants to go to Miami to meet Blackman. So that basically sums up. Although, Scotty, I'm going to tell you, that's not really where you really want to come to South Carolina. You don't want to go to Florida. I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't know much about. What's that?
Okay. No. Can we talk about real estate in the Charleston and the North Charleston area? Because I've been keeping a close eye on it.
Are you moving, Wes?
I am really fed up with living in a homeowners association in a condominium, and I want a house. And I thought, well, perhaps there's something affordable in the North Charleston area, perhaps around a big circle. No.
It's absolutely astounding how much things cost here. Much like you, I'm done with this place. Like, ready to burn it down myself. Done with it.
Is this because of COVID? Has it gone up like here? Here it's gone crazy thanks to COVID.
I guess. I mean, it definitely went up during COVID, but I think Charleston is one of those cities that everyone wants to be here, and it's landlocked because it's on the coast.
A blue city.
Yeah, and it's a blue city in a red state.
What does blue mean? Blue,
Democrat.
Blue. Oh, political. Yeah.
Liberals.
Yeah, left-leaning, liberal. It's a blue city in a red state with what used to be a low cost of living, but oh my good gracious. So in the last year alone, and my place is still worth nothing, but it's increased in value $50,000 in one year.
Sell.
Well, but again, I'd have to buy something.
But then you can't buy. Yeah.
Right. And so it's crazy. But I've been looking at land because I was like, maybe I want to live in the country. Like, just away from all civilization.
Well, let me ask you this. Do I want to live in Hanahan? What do we know about Hanahan?
Is that a suburb of North Carolina?
It's right next to the Big Circle. Hanahan is actually very lovely. It's a very old Charleston community, but it's got gorgeous homes. And
what other neighborhoods should I consider besides Charleston and North Charleston?
That's it. Mount Pleasant, West Ashley. But those are Mount Pleasant sits on city. West
Hang
Ashley
on a second.
Charleston.
I've got to put on my different glasses and stare out the window.
Oh,
Lord.
There's a doings going on.
Right. That or there's a shirtless man jogging by.
Oh, wait, we'll come back to real estate in a second, Wes. But I just have to say that my boyfriend Jackson just came home.
Oh. Is it your roommate?
No, he's a hot drug addict across the road, and he's so hot. He's like mid-20s. He's a bit too skinny, but I guess that's what happens when you're on meth.
Right. It's the bad drugs, whatever it is. Too.
Oh, he's so hot. He's got a couple of tattoos. He's got the most lovely green, adorable eyes and just slightly tanned skin. Oh, so lovely. Anyway.
So,
Should I be looking for a house in Brisbane?
Oh, yeah, probably with your US dollars.
Yeah, what can I get?
Now, I think you have a job at the moment, although I feel like the last time I heard from you at a Pride 48 that you were unemployed but commuting all the way across San Diego for 4 hours a day or something, in a temp job or something, working for some sort of horrible, horrible place.
That's probably about right. Yeah. That about sums up my life, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, my house, I paid $500,000 to my house 6 years ago.
I know. Now he's a 1%er.
Right.
I'm just Adam Burns of Brisbane. American dollars. Sorry. So I paid $357,000 5 years ago. And I think in the last 2 years since COVID, my house has gone up by like $200,000.
So, this
so now it's worth $500,000 US.
Wow.
But it's COVID related here because we rely so much on international tourists, visitors, visa holders, et cetera, and as you may know, we shut our borders and did not let a single person in or out. Even Australians returning home were not allowed to come back. So... yeah, prices have just been going up and up and up and up.
I mean,
so yeah, whereas you can get a nice, a very average house in this suburb 10 miles from the CBD for $500,000 US.
Well, average is pretty much everything that represents me. So, yes, let's make it happen.
You can probably buy two with all your money.
Don't I have to have like some sort of sponsor to allow me to come into the country and work? Well,
you wouldn't be able to come here and work, of course not, but you could just buy a house.
Oh, okay. I just live on the dole.
Yeah, that's right.
You could launder money or something. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Well, if both
how
of you want to come.
How much is a house in where you are then, Larry Vader?
I mean, 500,000.
Like just an average 3-bedroom house.
It depends what, if you want to be in a nice area, I'd say 400 to 500.
I'm trying US. To look at this circle Wes is talking about in Charleston. Circle.
Here
circle.
It's here, I'll send you an address that you can look in.
I'm
is it inside
looking.
This sort of big ring road? Is that what he's talking about? Oops.
That was an accident.
What was
that was just my front door closing. Let's see. Where's the chat? Here.
I'm also looking for a link that my friend had put up on Facebook about a week ago of a house that was $1 million and it was complete shithole. Oh, here we go. I found it. So I'm going to post it in, if there's a chat system within.
There is. It says chat at the bottom of your screen.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Big Fatty's address?
Yes, that's Big Fatty's address. So if you want to look at real estate right in that area, that's where Doc Stone is talking about.
So I put here, this is a $1 million home, which is a complete tear down because it is disgusting inside.
Wow.
I'm clicking this link. Oh, wow. That looks, I like the way it's got this Spanish Mexican style to it.
Like, it looks nicer than my house.
This is not the right link because the other one. Shoot, the other one had the actual photographs of what it looked like inside.
There's only one
it
photo,
was
yeah.
horrible. Let me see if
Three
I can find
beds.
The right link.
I don't know how much 1500 square feet is. That is that good or bad? Is that the house or the land?
The house. If
or the
house
land.
Hey Siri, what's 1500 square feet in square meters?
Oh,
it's 139.35 square meters.
39 square meters. Okay, so it's the house.
Yeah, it's the house. I mean, that's pretty decent size, I'd say, for 3-2. Yeah. But I think
they removed the photographs when it went under pending. But let me describe it to you as I recall. It was like, it was a hoarder house and there was stuff packed from floor to ceiling and everything was just garbage everywhere.
Oh. Yeah.
For $1 million.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, you know, I'm certainly not making fun of Big Fatty's neighborhood because I like it. It's a very nice neighborhood.
It is, yeah.
Wes, you've seen his house and how small it is. And
Well, so coming from me with my small place, I don't think it's small.
Okay. So it's not super small. Fair enough. I'd say two decent, one good sized bedroom, a fair sized bedroom, and then another room that isn't really usable as a bedroom that he uses as
an office. It's his office. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, which makes sense.
Yeah. And so I don't know. What is that? 1300 square feet, probably.
I would love to have a house.
How much would Big Fatty's house be worth?
It's probably pushing $500,000 now. If not, I mean, I don't know, but $400,000. And I can tell you, he didn't pay that much for it. Not even close. And so it's just crazy, I guess, is my point. Like, I don't understand how people afford $500,000 homes. Like, even a married couple that has a kid, like, how do you afford that? Like, how much money do you have to make to afford the down payment and then, like, that mortgage payment every month? That's just crazy to me.
Well, like, the crazy thing is that I could sell my condo and buy his house pretty much and like, pay it all off immediately.
You think?
Yes. Yes. Wow. My condo is crazy expensive. Here, I will link to my address here. But
is this because you're living in the top floor penthouse, Wes?
Exactly. Yes. Right.
Well, that's how you leak down onto other people, Scotty. Like, you don't live down below where you get
your private plunge pool is leaking the water down, right?
There we go. So, yeah. But there's nothing available in his neighborhood.
Stuff comes on the market all the time. Oh, yeah.
I've been looking all the time, and it's like, there's not much. But these are the pictures of what my place looked like.
Three when the bathrooms. Last person
sold it. Yeah.
Wow. I only have one. One and a half.
Oh, whoops. I clicked something, and I got this weird street view.
Where'd it go? There it is.
Is it kind of a, like, duck egg gray blue color, Wes? Am I looking at the right thing?
Maybe there's another a better link.
It's like three stories high.
Zillow doesn't keep old photographs, I guess. Let me try this link here.
It's weird. It used to.
Here we go. This is what it looked like when the previous owner owned it.
This is a riveting podcast.
I know.
Yeah, audio podcast. Yeah,
so the exterior is
It looks nice. High.
I know, that's lovely. That's certainly an upgrade from the Stomperson unit.
Where's the map? It looks like the sort of place that would be across the road from the beach.
Yeah, except it's super not near the beach. It's inland.
I love that. Looks nice. I'm shocked at the price, but I love it.
Right? Like, that's what I'm saying. This place
has gone up.
Yeah, this place has gone up. It's doubled. So to the effect that I couldn't even afford to buy it if I was the buyer nowadays.
Yeah. Well, I look at it like this. Like, the reason I'm looking is because my mortgage payment is next to nothing. But in my place is almost paid for. But with my HOA and all that, which has doubled because of everything being so expensive, by the time I look at a mortgage payment plus HOA, all of a sudden I could afford a good bit more than, you know, I have now. I just don't want another mortgage for 30 years.
Yeah, you know. I understand.
My mortgage payment's $1,300 US a month.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Well, that's a lot. That's like half my salary. Or maybe, probably.
Well, yeah, I guess. But
that's why I have housemates.
Right. I mean, that's probably more than I'd want to pay on my own. But
yeah, that's what I think too.
But for
that's a little bit more than I pay on my own.
Right. Well, you're clearly everyone. We thought this was going to be the Make Fun of Big Fatty show, but this is the welcome. Meet the Adam Burns of the West and Adam Burns of Australia. The one percenters, the other one percenters.
Yeah. But I'm so not a one percenter. Like I'm getting by, but I do.
Have
not,
you guys
like,
ever? Yeah, get it going. I found it once. There's some link you can go to, and you type in all your details, and it tells you what percentage you are in the world.
Oh,
like you put in your income, and it's done. It's like some European
website. This is 7 degrees
website.
Of Adam Burns.
right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm a 1.8 percenter.
Oh. Well,
even
in the world.
My pathetic salary. Yeah, yeah, in the world. Yeah.
I mean, in the world. I mean, that's there's a lot of people who are much less fortunate in this world who yet seem very happy. And that's all I'll say. They're not.
Yeah.
Like they're not getting a rush from
Yopi,
watching.
Who's a school teacher in Indonesia and earns $200 a month.
Oof. Wow. Does that cover his expenses? Does he get by okay?
Yeah, but he lives in like a boarding house type thing. Like he can't afford to, you know, actually buy. He can't live on his own somewhere. He rents a room in a boarding house. So it's not really actually good, but yeah, he survives.
I don't know anything about Indonesia. I don't know anything about their economy. So we should ask Big Fatty. Maybe he could take a cruise there. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be too scared to go on one of those Atlantis cruises.
Oh, I wouldn't be scared.
When you look at the brochures, there's just like 10,000 hot, ripped gay guys. Like, have they told all the ugly people to go back to their rooms for the photo sessions?
Exactly. Well, no, but all the photos you see are at the like circuit party. So, of course, Big Fatty isn't at the circuit party. Like, because that's not their scene. So I will say that I will take up for them in that regard. It's just like if you went to one of the dance clubs here, well, of course, it's going to be young, hot people dancing on the dance floor. Like, it's not going to be Larry H. Vader and Carpenter Larry out there, you know, like tearing it up.
So there are some normal people.
Let's not go normal. That might be a bit extreme, but I mean, there's like, I think there's a decent mix of ages, but I don't, it just seems like everything I hate all on one tiny cruise ship. So I just can't imagine.
So you've never done a gay cruise and you never would.
I have never done a gay cruise. I would do a gay cruise. I would not do Atlantis. I would probably do any of the others like Pied Piper or the La Demence cruise in the UK or not the UK in Europe. It's called the cruise. I would probably do that or Pied Piper, which Pied Piper is like mixed. So they only do like half the ship. So it's a nice mix of regular guests and Pied Piper. And it attracts a more our age crowd. I mean, you know, like not 20 somethings, you know,
RSVP. That's another one, right?
Yeah, but I think that's the latest, isn't it? Or is it not?
I thought Lavender or something. No, I don't know. I'm not a gay cruise expert, so I don't know.
I've never done a cruise. Have you done a cruise, Wes?
Just a regular straight cruises. Yeah.
I love it. It's very relaxing. I don't go for the ports because they're all shit, pretty much. I mean, it's just a bunch of terribly poor places that just get like sell souvenirs and like instead of having industry just sell you a, you know, overpriced drink or whatever.
A shell necklace or something.
Right. And it's terrible for the economy. I mean, it helps them tremendously, but you know, like it sucks the culture out of those places. So I hate it.
We don't have any of those sort of things over here because there's no,
there are cruises over there.
Nearby. Yeah. But there's no, we don't have a bunch of poor islands nearby that we can sort of exploit often. Big ship can turn up.
Polynesia and
But they're not
New Guinea and all that or whatever. Yeah, they're on cruises.
New Guinea, like, very very few cruises go to New Guinea because there's no infrastructure or tourism. But we don't have the close, you know, like, well, where, especially where you are on that side of America, like the sort of Central America, Caribbean plate countries, like there's nothing.
Well,
near.
That's the other
here
side.
Here too.
Yeah, we have the Mexico side.
Yeah, they don't have the Caribbean. They have Mexico. We have the Caribbean. So I hate all those places. I hate to say those words. I dislike them all tremendously.
It's been a while since I've been on one of them, but I love the blue waters and the beautiful beaches that they have. So from that perspective, I love the Caribbean. That
it's gorgeous. Yes. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. Yes. Yeah. I take that back. I loved Curacao for whatever reason. I loved Curacao. It felt like a regular city. It, you know, like there was lots of infrastructure and it was hot.
Where's that, Larry?
Curacao. It's just an island. It's off the coast of Venezuela, of the northern coast of Venezuela. So all the way down.
I know that there's a senior frogs at every port of call right, to ruin basically. It for everybody. So,
right.
I can understand when you're saying like that you hate them, like that makes sense. Like if that's what you see there, then that makes sense why you would hate it because right. Nobody needs to go to a senior frogs.
Yeah. You know, Cozumel is lovely enough. But again, it's an island and it's a Mexican island and that's all there is. It's cruise industry, you know, like that's all there is there really. So, Aruba was fine. Bonaire was beautiful, but there's Bonaire. You're just there to like snorkel and stuff. There's absolutely nothing on the island. It's just an eco park basically. But yeah, like the Bahamas.
So what I remember is that I loved Old San Juan, Puerto Rico. Fascinating. I can't remember all the names of the islands that I've been to, but I remember seeing like the architecture, the Dutch, wasn't there dark Dutch architecture in some of the islands there? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's fascinating to see that because all we have is stucco out in California and like to get to see that, it's just fun.
I guess it's just, it feels like when you're there, you're taking advantage of them. Like you're treating them like
exploitative.
It's,
kind
yeah.
Of.
You're exploiting them for that. Okay. And that
makes sense.
And then they treat you as such. And so it's never been a good experience. Curacao was the only island where we got off the ship and we walked, there's a shopping mall, but like a legit one, not like Senor Frogs. And then we walked into town and we had like a lovely time. I mean, in that shopping mall, there was like Kerry Loha and all those, cruise, you know, Diamonds International, all that, but whatever. But like, and I guess Grand Cayman was okay. I will give it that. It was,
I love that island. This was before one of the hurricanes though.
Right. I will give it like, once you get off that little strip, like it's just a regular city. We had some really good food there, but there wasn't much else to do if there wasn't touristy, but I guess
the ancient ruins at Belize were awesome. But then okay. Of course you go into the town and yes, there was just everybody poor sitting on the sidewalks doing nothing. I was like, wow, this is what a difference. Yeah.
Right. And then we're going back to eat some, you know, I'm like, I'm going to run back and have some ceviche on the ship, you know, right. I'll be back later. Yeah. And it's like, I don't have an issue with poor people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be Adam Burns.
No, it's the disparity between
right.
The two.
It's like, and we're just like cruising down in an air conditioned bus, like, oh, get them off the road. And it's like, no, like, yeah. Right. And like the lucky three people that get to work to make sure that we get to go see something. Like, I don't know. Maybe I should be okay with it, but, and the flip side of that is like those ports in Mexico over on Doc Stone's side and even on our side that are just atrocious, Scotty. They are, I mean, the minute you step off the ship, they're trying to sell you something. They're trying to scam you into something. They're trying to get you in a tax, you know, whatever. And it's like, you got to haggle and
They're desperate for money, which I makes sense that they need to make a living, but yeah, it's just hard to see it. It's just really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should go on a cruise, Scotty. You should absolutely go on a cruise.
Yeah. One day.
I mean,
there's not that many. Yeah.
We always talked about the Pride 48 cruise. Maybe someday it'll happen.
Yeah.
God.
I'd probably do that. Oh, except the trouble is as soon as you convert it to Australian dollars, after you spend like $2,000 or $1,500 to get to the west side of America, then another few hundred dollars to get to the other side of America, then a cruise ship that has all the secret, you know, the way they do there, everything is added extra secretly later. So the cruise is advertised as being like $900, but then you have like taxes, tipping, port something else, resort fees, 500 other secret charges you didn't know about. And then suddenly the price is double what you thought it was.
Well, that's just a cheap cruise. Like, yeah, I mean, there's like there are cruise lines that do that, like Carnival, like Vera's new favorite cruise line, Carnival. And there's, I mean, if I keep saying it, it's going to be true. But then there's like other cruise lines, like the legit ones that Vera is going on, like Seabourn, which is not inexpensive, don't get me wrong, but Celebrity and Royal Caribbean, where that's not a thing. Where it's just all included. But then I think, Scotty, you get protections as an Australian if you book through the Australian website for the cruise lines. Like,
maybe.
Yeah. Anyway. Mm. So, well, yeah. So this has been riveting, but Scotty's got to get back to work. He's given us the look like, I have to start like being a professional.
I don't get paid for my lunch hour. So if I have a 2-hour lunch, then. You know, that's just
2 hours.
Times I work today.
Oh, wow. In America, you get 30 minutes or you just eat and work through your lunch.
Right.
Well, we have a 30-minute minimum. Once you have to have a 30-minute break, within 5 hours of working. But when you're a public servant, you know, you don't get paid for it. So if you have a 30-minute lunch or a 1 or 2 hour lunch, it's just means you have to work longer in the afternoon. So
right.
It's kind of good. It's flexible.
So do you have to punch a time clock?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So 7-hour, 21-minute day is the standard.
Oh, ours is 7.5.
Ours would be 8.
Well, you know, the coal mine union lowered it from 8 to 7.5.
Lord.
Well, even though this did not turn out as terribly raunchy as I expected, I want to thank Scotty and Wes for joining us today.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry.
Maybe one of them can be the new permanent co-host when Big Fatty doesn't come back.
Right. Next, he is fat.
We'll have a senility off.
right. Go ahead and start preparing your dead or alive.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I see you found the old leaving out clip or whatever it's called.
Right. Well, I didn't find any C's candy, that's for sure, but... Yeah.
Well, weren't you saying that they didn't label it correctly? So you found the correct file eventually.
Right.